Hello and welcome to the first podcast of 2023. So I'm out and about on my favourite stretch of the canal, the River Lee, or the River Lee Navigation Canal. And I thought I'd take this opportunity to come out because I'm currently suffering and been diagnosed with calcification tendonitis, which means I have calcified deposits inside my right arm through because of my accident I had last year in June, which is well documented on all of my podcasts, and I talk about it frequently. But over the Christmas break, it got so bad, the pain was awful. We ended up in A&E, and they gave me a sling and said, you know, that this is what it is. Gave me some inflammatory tablets, or inflammatory, or to anyway, and painkillers. So I've been taking those. As a result, I haven't really had the opportunity to get out and do stuff. So as I'm off work sick and trying to get signed off for a couple of weeks so I can actually fully recover, this was really the first time and the first chance that I've had to get out, and it's lovely. The weather's been lovely. Ironically, I went to drop off my son's school uniform, and my ex-mother-in-law said, oh, at least it's not raining, and then it started to rain. So thanked her for tempting fate there. But it hasn't rained, actually, mostly, and the most part it's been quite really nice sky, and although the sun's quite low in the sky, the weather's been quite mild. Certainly perfect conditions for hiking, and without the lack of imagination of thinking of any new particular route, it's just nice to be able to get out and go somewhere familiar that I really enjoy. So my destination is Hartford now, because of my girlfriend Jo. I have, she lives there, although I won't be visiting her, I'm just going there to get the train back. Now Hartford, even though I go there regularly, weekly in fact, and now even more so for that reason, it has more of a special place for me. So yeah, so there's that. And it's just like I say, it's just nice to sort of get out and on a nice winter walk along the canal. So what to tell you? So I've been rebuilding the website, as you've probably seen. I'm hoping that I might actually finish the rest of this podcast off at home, where it's a bit less windy and the quality might be better, and I can record it on the Pi. So I've changed my setup as well. I think I've alluded to this and taken photographs of it, but not actually explained what I've done. So I've got myself a relatively cheap Lenovo tablet, because I'm quite sure I've mentioned before that I'm a Lenovo fanboy. So I love this stuff. I love all the computers. So it kind of made sense for me to get just a cheapo tablet. I think it was 110 quid, a 10-inch tablet. And to be honest with you, it's not even as powerful as my Raspberry Pi, and even less powerful than my phone, to be honest. But it's a bigger screen, and you know, used correctly, it does its purpose. Which means I can watch programs in bed. I can. So I've got this thing where I followed ETA Prime. I wouldn't follow them, I just copied them. One of their things that they did with a Raspberry Pi for 8 gigabyte, I think. So they used a capture card, connected it to their tablet via USB and USB-C and then USB-A. Downloaded this piece of software, and they then were able to use the tablet as a screen for their Raspberry Pi, which I thought was a brilliant idea, because that's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to have the kind of connection between both, to use the tablet in Android and then be able to use my Raspberry Pi 400, so I don't need to mess around with the extra keyboards and stuff. So I did that, but there's a serious lag, and I ended up buying the the pro version of the app that ETA Prime suggested. It just gives me a little bit of a lag, more of a lag than I was expecting. I was expecting it to be a bit more fluid, but In terms of actually being able to use it as a word processor, it does seem to work, and it's nice that I actually finally get to use the Raspberry Pi 400 in a more portable way, which is really what I wanted more than anything. You know, I want to be able to do that. I really do enjoy using the Pi, but unfortunately, the screen that I have, the portable screen I have, is a 15.6, so it's, you know, it's the size of a laptop, so it's not something. It's portable, but it's not. It doesn't fit into my grey satchel bag. You know, I have to. Whereas the tablet does, and to an extent, so does the Raspberry Pi if I don't put it in its grey sleeve. So, along with the mouse and all the other stuff. But it is portable, and it works quite efficiently as a word processor, but it doesn't really work. You know, it's not a particularly fluid, enjoyable surfing or research tool, for a better term. Android seems to work a lot better on the tablet, so I do have a USB keyboard with a trackerpad made by Logitech, which works really well. It's a little bit too big to fit inside my satchel bag, so it kind of defeats the object entirely. It works at home fine. I'm confined to using the writing apps, so I don't, you know, it's like I don't really want to use Word. I tried not to use the cloud, but at this precise moment in time, it's just as easy to use Dropbox. So I use the Dropbox writer for writing, so, which is okay, because it just means then whatever I write is immediately goes to online and I can access it from home or wherever. Which brings me on to the next point. So all of that's fine, you know, at the moment it's workable, until I can either afford to get a much smaller form factor in the as a keyboard, which would be Bluetooth without a dongle, which is the next step. I'm going to do that next, I think. I like the look of there's a Logitech one, which I like the look of. And Jo, my girlfriend's got one, which is really quite cool. I've tried hers out, and it's got quite a nice feel to it and weighted keys and stuff, so, which is what I like. So I'm probably going to choose that next. So the next step is my internet and Wi-Fi. So I foolishly didn't realise that I was paying for my Wi-Fi dongle with GIFGAF. I've done it now two or three months in a row and not realised. So I've done that and used it. So I thought, well, I'm going to keep using that now. And use that as much as I can without using the stuff at home as much, so I can turn that off, and so I only use my home network when I'm watching TV or Lucas is playing Fortnite or whatever. Fortnite literally. So that's worked out, because basically what that means is that I can take my dongle to the bedroom, and I can take it literally everywhere with me apart from this. And it's only 20 gig a month, but it does mean that's being used up. I think since the 1st of Jan I've used about 8 gig already with the tablet, so that's actually worked out quite well, because it means that for once it's actually being used, which is the point. The second thing is GIFGAF do a deal where you get like an extra gigabyte if you run out, which is fantastic. So it's basically 21 gig for a tenner, I think it is. Notwithstanding that, I also have the same deal on my phone. And I very rarely use up all of the data on my phone. So literally, I can use my phone as a hotspot. So now when that data runs out on the dongle, admittedly, it's, you know, the actual Wi-Fi element of it is not as strong as is stronger than my phone. But once that runs out, I can just use my phone. And so without any loss of service or net, which is far from a bad idea, really. I mean, it does work out quite good. So although I'm going to find out, because I mean, I know we're not even halfway through the month yet and I've used up 8 gig, so we'll see. I mean, at current rate it should run out Knowing now it's the 8th, I think, 8th or 9th. It should run out around the sort of the 16th, something like that, I reckon. So from then on, especially as January, it kind of feels like it's one of those really long months. I should be able to pick up from the using my phone, which means that then the data on my phone will actually get used as well. So 40 gig over the period of a month is not a bad thing, actually, really. I think one of the other interesting point is maybe I should look at that from a home network point of view. I know it's slightly different because of the gaming side. Save myself a bit of money there because I don't really watch anything to do with the TV package that I get. It's really the only reason I get that is because it comes with the internet, but I still have to pay for it though. So that's something to look at over the next couple of months. And then there's this whole thing about saving energy and saving money and saving energy, because I think I alluded to, no, I didn't allude, I actually expressed it in the I think the blog before this, where I talked about the rising fuel prices in this country and here in the UK, and how everybody is subject to in the same boat, you know. So we have to look at ways of not only protecting the environment but reducing our costs, you know. So should, you know, if you have any level of decency, your priority would be to reduce, you know, to take care of the environment. So I've developed this weekly schedule basically for how I'm going to operate my home. So whereas before I wouldn't feel any way really about washing my clothes or putting two wash loads on a day, you know, even if it was a small load, I would still do it. And then the dryers, I actually felt like my dryer was on constantly, on the back of COVID, you know, going out and being involved and subject to that like everybody else. You know, we're having two showers a day, so one in the morning and then one in the evening. So I've stopped that. So now it's just a simple matter of just having a shower before bed. I don't look at that at the moment. I haven't thought this through, if I'm honest. So be interested to see how that works when I can start running again, because that'll be a completely different kettle of fish when I'm back from my morning run sweating profusely and have to get ready to go to work, so and not wanting to go to work sweaty and being not going to bed dirty. So be interesting to see how that pans out, and maybe strip washing might be the way to go, which is kind of, you know, what I'm doing and what I was brought up to do, really. I did before COVID. Not that you really need to know that, actually. Kind of, you know, strip washing and then showering at the night, in the evening. So I'm hoping that's going to save me a bit of money as well. And then there's the thing about only having lights on in rooms that I'm operating in, you know. I was terrible for that previously, and quite a few people used to point that out, and it never used to bother me. And I'd be like, "That's right, it doesn't cost much, you know, it's only lights, you know." And I had my beacon lights on, which they're not actually beacons, they're just fairy lights I put up around my windows, and I put those on to sort of make me feel like when I was away I was coming home to somewhere, you know. I've turned them off, so literally what, apart from my toothbrushes right now that are charging mine and Lucas's because they were dead this morning after we brushed our teeth, apart from that, that's the only things that are actually plugged into the wall that are on right now. Everything else is turned off. So, and that's, you know, that was the whole idea behind having the internet, the tablet and the wireless internet, so that I'm not constantly with my computer on and the internet on, because it, you know, that's how it was previously. I didn't feel any way about turning on my computer and then leaving it on all day, using it a few times and then turning it off just before bed because I thought it was probably a good idea not to have it on overnight. Now it only gets turned on when I'm actually using it or have a plan to use it. So I think I've done a lot of talking now. I was hoping to only do a little bit of talking and do 5 or 6 minutes and the rest of that, and then have the rest of it on do it through the Raspberry Pi audio. But I think this is quite long enough now, actually, for the first one of 23. I don't know about the quality of this. I'm going to listen back. So if you you are hearing this, I'm okay with the quality and the wind noise. If not, we won't know really, because then I'll probably explain something about the one that I will have recorded today, use it at home later on when I get home. So thanks for listening. Thanks. This is it's not the new season of a series of Hiking Pod. It's just another episode coming to you from somewhere past. Where have we just come from? I'm coming up to St Margaret's now, very soon, and I think I can't remember. Never remember the place. I've just walked past Hoddesdon. That was way back, actually. Actually, not so much. North Hoddesdon, that was. I've just passed. Anyway, so coming to you from Hertfordshire, thank you very much for listening. Look forward to seeing you on the next one. Take care. Bye.